strictly faithful, always kept the spirit alive.
And now's the time, and here's the place we even up the score.
The hopes are high, and the penny will fly.
All the Wrigley Field once more.
There it is. Listen to that track. Beats by Zim tonight here on The Download, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, Matt Klein, Back Nine Klein. How are you, Matt?
I'm good, buddy. How are you, man?
Good, good. All right, so tonight it is time for another installment of Picnic. This, of course, is our attempt to give every member of the 2016 Chicago Cubs a legitimate, authentic, crowdsourced nickname. The nicknames that they have right now are they're no good. Most of them are based on putting their first and last name together.
Jay Hay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Yeah. Which is just kind of...
Jay Ham.
It's very bro-y. Yeah. You know, to do that for if you're going to be a champion, and we believe the 2016 Chicago Cubs are destined, even in this cold spell, they're destined. They have to have creative, clever, crowdsourced nicknames. They can't just can't put two names together. So today we are going to bring you Jason Hamill and Jason Hayward. Okay, Jason Hamill, the pitcher. And Jason Hayward, the right fielder for the Chicago Cubs, 312-981-7200. If you are the ones that Esmeralda chooses, you're going to get a pair of tickets to the 9th Annual Chicago Blackhawks Convention at the Hilton, July 15th through the 17th. All right, so why don't we start with you, Klein? What are you thinking? What do we need to know? Why don't we start with Jason Hamill? What do we need to know about Jason Hamill?
Jason Hamill is a 6'6 right-handed pitcher from Greenville, South Carolina. Right. Went to South Kitsap High School. Mascot Wolves, if you could play with that a little bit. And he was drafted years back and opted to go to college. Didn't sign with, I believe it was the Mariners. He went to Treasure Valley Community College.
Really?
Yeah.
So instead of going to the minor leagues at that time, he went to community college instead.
He did. Yeah. And I looked into Treasure Valley Community College, and all the notable alums are like baseball players.
Okay,
so yeah, it's got to be some sort of little, you know, it's like, what's that high school? Like all the basketball players in Maryland.
Right. Or the football players in Miami. Right.
Right.
All right. So that's what we know about Jason Hamill. So why don't we go to the phones? We also have Jason Hayward. Why don't we get Jason Hayward out of the way, too? What do we know about Jason Hayward?
Jason Hayward, all you need to know is that his full name is Jason Alias Hayward, and he's from Ridgewood, New Jersey. Yeah, his middle name is Alias, A.K.A.
Did you know that, Pete? That's a well-known Cubs
Pete
thing.
Not much about it. You know, he went from high school. He debuted very young. Came up with the Braves as a 21-year-old. People don't realize he's only 26 years old. Seems like he's been around forever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's
younger than Rizzo or something like that.
I think it's the beard.
It is the beard.
The beard makes him look like 35.
He does kind of range like an old man. He's got that like look. Like, remember like Greg Oden?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, he just seems older than he actually is.
I got one. I don't want to give it away so early, but maybe we should call him Sarge Jr. He's kind of got a Sarge look, you know. A little Sarge. Pete, what do we need to know about Hamill and Hayward?
Well, I go for the music. So as I mentioned earlier, Jason Hamill, a huge Pearl Jam fan, uses Alive for his walk up songs. Okay. He last week when they were in New York, instead of concentrating on the team, he was doing a serious radio show on the Pearl Jam channel.
And that's why he gave up 10 runs on Saturday?
Yeah.
Right.
And I saw him tweet something that day, too, about that game. He's like, you know, sometimes you're the hammer and sometimes you get nailed or something. I'm like, okay. All right, guy.
Hammer? Hamill?
Yeah. You know.
All right.
Much like Matt said, young guy. His songs, his walk-up songs are Future and Drake. He has a couple
Hayward
of
is?
Yeah, he
All right, I like
he switches
that.
Off.
He goes back and forth, not one that's the two of them together. So not like Jumpman, which is both.
No. Okay. He switches off.
Okay, good. All right. Drake and Future I saw an article that said that those two on tour, they're coming to the Chicago, I think, later this month or in August. They are the number one tour right now, selling-wise. Drake and Future.
Believe that.
There you go. I'm sure that's bogus.
Good.
Some form. All right. Let's go to the lines. Let's go to Kate. Kate. Okay. So who do you have a nickname for?
For Hamill.
Okay. For Jason Hamill. What do you got?
Okay, so I was just trying to be creative. So Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill was the actor.
Yeah, right.
And so the last names are differently spelled, but you could do, since it was Skywalker for Hamill, you could do No Walker.
No Walker?
No Walker.
Okay.
Come on, No Walker.
Hey, No Walker, No Walker.
Yeah, right? It's got a vibe to it. Yeah. I like that.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Kate. Thank you for that. No Walker. All right. No Walker.
Yeah, we could do better than that.
Well, I think of like, what do they call like in the movie Blade, they had Daywalker. You know, it's like sort of like a vampire reference.
Right.
He's a Daywalker. No Walker. All right, so let's go through some of the texts that we have. 779 says, for Jason Hamill, how about Ham It Up? 602 says, for Hamill, Krakus.
Krakus?
I don't know what that's in referring to.
Ham. Krakus,
oh, Krakus
ham.
Ham.
Oh.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Krakus. Again, that's going to be a tough one. I always think about being in a certain section at the ballpark and being able to yell that nickname out. And for someone next to you go, what is that? And you go, Krakus, Ham, you know, Hamill. And they go, you're the best. You're the best guy I know. Like, so that's what you're going for. So
are you
like,
going to be here tomorrow? Yeah. Are you going to be here tomorrow?
I've got the whole series, man. Yeah. I got a guy for each guy. all right.
What about Pearl Jam? Like even flow?
Yeah.
Daughter.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Jeremy.
I don't know.
734. I'm not sure who this is for. Maybe it's for Hayward Chicken Hawk.
Probably Hayward.
Yeah, I don't know what that's for. 734 says red-tailed chicken hawk. I don't know. Maybe they're bird watchers. They got the wrong show. 779 goes with the Hayward Hammer.
It's like a combination of both guys.
Yeah. 630, and I like this one from Judy, the hamster.
Right.
You know, that's got the stir on the back, which we're not big fans of, you know, like, hey, the Jerry stir.
Right.
You know, like that kind of thing. But it does work, the hamster. Yeah. We do like that. 312-981-7200. Let's take our first break. We'll come back. We'll continue Picnic, Jason Hamill and Jason Hayward. What should their nicknames be? Stay with us. Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com. Zim's coming up with some good ones tonight. Justin Kaufman here on the download. We're playing Picnic. We're trying to get legitimate, authentic nicknames for every one of the 2016 Chicago Cubs. Tonight, Jason Hamill and Jason Hayward. Matt Klein's in studio with me. He's our color commentator. He's giving us ideas. Matt, you're almost like you're a facilitator.
I'm a facilitator,
the point guard. You're the Rajon Rondo of the Picnic.
Yeah. Not many of my ideas really stick in the end.
No, you're giving ideas. You're greasing it.
Just trying to give it the show a little blood flow here.
Yeah, that's right. You're saying pep it up.
So somebody just sent me Jason Flannel. I think that's probably maybe a grunge Pearl Jam play.
Yeah. There's a good one here that is an early favorite for Jason Hamill that combines his love of Pearl Jam with his name, Ham Jam.
Okay. Hey, I got one.
Okay.
Just thought of this one. How about Honeywell for an overpriced defense contract in Jason Hayward?
Oh, it could be a Honeywell ham, too.
Yeah, or a Honeywell ham.
Well, that could go for
Jason
both
Hamill.
Of these guys. Wow.
Well, we're talking about Wade and Rondo the rest of the night here. It looks like Honeywell. That's the name for both of them.
630 says, carry on my Hayward son.
How about elderly woman behind the counter in a small town? That works for...
Carry on my A-word.
I like that one a lot.
Then you could... Yeah, because that would work. Carry on my Haywards. And everyone's like, this guy's a gas. This guy that's sitting next to me at Wrigley, he's so funny. All right.
The Golden Fleece. Jason and the Argonauts.
Oh, that's good.
They were in search of the Golden Fleece.
219 says, for Hayward, how about Bale? Like a bale of hay for Hayward and bail us out of tough spots in the outfield.
Yeah, certainly not at the plate, but in the outfield, yes.
Okay. How about, let's see what else we got. With Ward pronounced as Ward. So Hayward, so Ward, word up, or word, or word. Hayward, or stretch for his height and his fielding prowess. Stretch.
Stretch. How about, like, something glove?
Yeah.
Jennifer Glove Hewitt.
Yeah, that, I see that one, yeah. That could work.
Lonesome Glove.
A lot of Hamels coming in around ham and pig. So there's Mr. Pig. I just don't know if that's going to be one that's going to stick.
Yeah, let's see.
There's also Lil Piggy. There's, I don't know. Some
Hamels, there's though. A good one in there for Jason Hamel. Or, yeah, Jason Hamel. Ball Peen playing off the hammer.
Ball Peen hammer, right.
Now, and I thought, what about the Craftsman?
Ooh.
Like, you know, a hammer. The right. Craftsman hammer, and he, you know, he's a pitcher. He has, you know, he has like five pitches that he uses.
I like
the
that.
Craftsman.
Yeah. He does have five pitches.
Jason Hamel. Could we call him Bob Vila?
There you go.
Bob Vila. Vila.
Vila.
Via.
Via. Bob Via. That could be good. Maybe there's something with the construct, like a construction site kind of guy, like a carpenter, something like that. 262 says for Jason Hayward, how about Gandalf? Because he's got the beard.
Okay.
Although Gandalf's beard is long and white, and Jason Hayward's is short and dark. So I don't see how that plays. But I like it.
I'm thinking of all these defensive things, like vacuum, void, the void.
Hmm.
Oh, man.
331 says, how about ham radio? I mean, I think you just call him ham. You know, like that's sort of like the, you know, when you go ham. It's kind of like street way of saying that. Oh, man, you just went crazy. You went ham. So Jason Hamel could just be ham.
No, I thought we don't like the just the shortening yeah. up. It seems very hockey-ish.
Yeah, but I'm saying ham is not, I mean, yes, that shortens his name, but the concept of going all ham has nothing to do with Hamill. That's a whole different. That's like more for.
So when you're at the game,
let's go going ham.
And then somebody say, "Oh yeah, because his you know, his name's Hamill, right?" You're just shortening it up there, and then you say, yeah. "No,
no, no, no." It's street lingo.
How about Stretch? Isn't he 6'6"?
Yeah, that is. Yeah, big, that's yeah. Hayward, yeah. Or that are you going for Hamill?
Or how about the Wolf?
The Wolf.
He played at South Kitsap High School. They're the Wolves.
There you go.
What Klein just said. I can't believe that, like, both of you have pulled out the mascot of well, the high school.
Well, I stole that routine from Martier. Yeah. He is the mascot king.
The Wolf.
The Wolf.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. I was busy typing.
No, no. The Tool Man. 606 says the Tool Man. Well, that's good.
Let's see here.
All right. Jason Hayward. How about hey, hey, hey? In Bill Cosby voice from Fat Albert. That's what it says to do here. Also, 630 says, how about MC Hamill? Hamill time.
Mm. Hamill don't hurt him.
Hamill don't hurt him. That's pretty good. Jason Hamill. Hamill don't hurt him.
Hamill don't hurt him.
How about the Bulldog?
Yeah. What is the reference to?
Well, I'm just looking at his dimensions here. He's a big dude. He's 240.
He's 240. Jason Hamill's 240.
That's what it says here.
Hamill's enormous.
Wow.
Yeah. Hamill's
a
big
guy.
Yeah.
224 says, why not call him Turkey Bacon since he's lean?
Mm.
It doesn't sound very lean at 240.
Well, 6'6", yeah, that's kind of lean.
Yeah, I guess he is 6'6". 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. Here's one that's not going to work. There's some creative ones coming in. This one, half year Hamill.
Half year Hamill. First half Hamill. Yeah. I like first half Hamill.
That's pretty good. For Jason Hayward, Teddy Pendergrass. Kind of looks like Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah. Hayward looks like a guy that would be like just smoking a cigar in the corner of a play, like a jazz bar somewhere. Yeah. He certainly does.
He's got a good look. He's one of the more handsome Cubs, I think. Heartburn Hamill. Heartbreak Hamill?
That's...
No, come on. You can't give him like a negative nickname, right?
Why not?
Well, I mean, it's 2016 Chicago Cubs. If we were in Philadelphia, yeah.
I see what you're saying.
How about Hambone or Hamwow, like ShamWow?
Hamwow.
Hamwow.
I didn't think about the play on ham. Let's see.
There's a lot of good stuff. I know. Everyone's really going for the ham and the food angle. I think there's something. We're just not there on Jason Heyward. He's an outfielder. He's a defender. He's the best defender in baseball. He can range a lot of places. He's I just keep thinking like something almost along the lines of what we did with like the calculator, like you just mentioned with like some sort of defense. I like the contractor,
and Dexter Fowler, free range, yeah. Kind of fit into that
security guard. What's defense? Best defense. Safety.
Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, right. The Secretary of Defense.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Okay,
right. Yeah, right there. Isn't there? Is there a? Is there a Secretary of Defense? Is there a Secretary of Defense like shortening of that? That everyone's like, everyone calls him Chief, you know, or something like that.
Okay, yeah, Commander in Chief.
Yeah, like the Secretary of Defense, the Cabinet.
Okay,
well, that could be good if you had if you could get the whole outfit outfield and you called them the Cabinet, so
right?
Left, center, and right. That would be really good.
Yes.
Like the, you know, like
Bryant could be the Secretary of Education.
Secretary of Commerce.
Commerce. Yeah.
Dexter Fowler.
Right. Yeah.
No, we're just brainstorming on air here.
Yeah.
But we're getting there. All right. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break for the news. Come back. There's much more here. Oh, there we go. Heyward, 219, the Pentagon.
Ooh.
Ooh, see, I knew it. I knew we were getting somewhere. The Pentagon. Pentagon.
Rumsfeld.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, play some more Picnic. Stay with us. Esmeralda Leon, how we doing at the halfway point? You've been listening in intently. Do you feel like you don't have to give away your secrets yet, but you feel like you got any front runners in your mind?
There's a couple that I like.
Yeah.
So you're on the right track.
Are we going in the right track when we're talking about defense? Like if the guy's a good defender, you know, we start giving him some nicknames that have to do with the defense.
Leatherman is a Pearl Jam song too. There is a Pearl
Jam
song.
That just sounds like
Leatherman.
He's a serial killer.
Yeah, that's
watch
true.
Out for the Leatherman.
Watch out for Leatherman.
Leatherman.
Yeah.
Cut your face off.
Well, maybe that's a good baseball thing. I don't know. Like it's like, oh, he's so good, he'll cut your face off with a chainsaw. Oh, yikes! Maybe what the wrong. There's some really good ones that are coming in right now. I'm going to save them for after the news, but we're starting to get somewhere on Heyward for sure with the defense.
Wilson, the leather expert.
Yeah, we had the Wilson. We kind of did the Wilson stuff with Contreras last
week.
That's
true. Well, his name was Wilson.
Yeah. There's some good ones. I don't want to give them away. Maybe I will. So 773 says the guardian of the outfield for Heyward. Jason Heyward, Haywire. That's not bad.
Haywire?
Haywire.
Mm.
No, we don't like it.
It's no Pentagon.
574 said Heyward the Wall.
Okay.
See, remember the goalie Nikolai Habibulin?
Sure.
When he was on top of his game, they called him the Bulin Wall.
See, that's what we need, the Hayward.
But see, that doesn't yet a
Hayward,
yeah,
right.
The haystack. Well, maybe. No way you can hit that ball over the haystack.
The haystack.
That's ridiculous.
Boy, go ahead and think you could hit that ball over the haystack.
It's like, it's how baseball started, in the back of the farm, right?
Right. I don't think so, but we'll go with it.
There's something there. All right, we'll come up with some more here. 312-981-7200. We got a lot more Picnic ahead of us.
Get on the big blue train. The big blue train is rolling down the tracks now. A full head of steam. The Cubs are on their way. October bound. They're going to reach that destination. 100 years is far too long to wait. So get on board, don't hesitate. This is our year, so don't delay. Hey, hey.
Yeah, they got there.
Get on the big
Get on the Big Blue Train. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, 312-981-7200. We are playing Picnic, where we're giving nicknames to the 2016 Chicago Cubs. We've got a whole list of Cubs players that we've already given nicknames to over the last month and a half. Tonight, we're going after Jason Hammel and Jason Hayward. They need to get nicknames. We've got some great ones that have already been thrown out in the first half. Matt Klein is here in studio. I'm one of the members of the Cubs Fan Jam here on the download. He's helping us out. He's giving us color commentary. Give us some ideas. Mm-hmm. Susan's got a good one. Let's go right to the phones. Susan, what do you like for Jason Hayward?
Force Field.
I love it.
Force Field.
Force Field.
Mm.
Right?
Writing that down.
That is great. Susan, you might have a winner here. I'm going to keep you on hold for a second so Pete can remember who you are.
Hold on. All right.
I like that one.
I like Force Field.
Hay Fever.
815 says Jason Green Eggs and Hamill.
Short and sweet.
Why not just call them Green Eggs?
Sure.
847 says Jason Rerun Hayward. Rerun from What's Happening. Okay, they're both black. They have nothing. Look nothing like each other.
Yeah.
Why would Rerun and Jason Hayward be anywhere near?
Yeah, I think you nailed the connection there. Yeah.
So, come on. 602 says Hay Fever. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. 815 says Pearl Jammel.
Pearl Jammel. Pearl Ham.
Yeah. And the Haymaker. The Haymaker's good. I like that one. The Haymaker. All right. I'll keep going here. Hamill is the figurine. Ooh.
Like that.
Yeah.
The like, figurine. Like the, what's that?
I think it's Hummel.
Hummel.
But the Hummel figurine, but I do like that one, the figurine. Although I'm not sure specifically if you're going to get a, if that's going to work at Wrigley. Come on, figurine.
Yeah, it is Hummel. Yeah, Hummel figurines, artwork and gifts.
Yeah. 630 says the General. 630, another 630. This is the third one we've heard for the Haymaker for Jason Hayward.
Yeah, we'll write it down.
The Horseman, Jason the Horseman Hayward.
The Big Salutation.
Heywood, here's a good one. 630 says, the CIA. Instead of this.
Okay.
That's pretty good. 773 says, Shaft for Hayward, because he's the man. All right.
I can dig it.
I can dig it, yeah. Hailstorm, 262, Jason Hayward, Hailstorm. Seven seven nine says got you covered hammer.
What is that? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe that's a hammer
got
song.
Got you covered hammer?
Yeah, maybe that's a hammer song. Okay. We don't know. Got you covered. 847, enough of this. J Ham and J Hay works.
Well,
no, we're not doing
that
it.
That person obviously doesn't know
we're not
our,
doing it. No
our main rule of that, this
that
game.
Can't do that. Yeah. 630 says Haywire, so we're getting a lot of Haywires. 630 says $10 bill for Alexander Hamilton.
Mm.
Come on.
On base percentage is a big part of Hayward's game.
Yeah, right. That's his
there.
Thing. Hmm.
Walks.
Because players foul off, can't hit him. How about play on Ham, Shankster?
Sawed off.
So a lot of good stuff. Hamill rhymes with camel, so how about Humpy?
Camel throw.
Right. No, that's not gonna work.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right, keep going here. Hold on. All right. Jammer for Jason Hamill.
Jammer?
Jammer. All right, that could work. Ham and cheesecake.
What is that? No.
I don't even know what that is.
Absolutely not.
I do. 312's got Dr. Seuss, Green Eggs and Ham.
Right. Yeah.
That could work.
I was
like
thinking
a Dr.
Or just Seuss.
Seuss.
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss. And they go, why Dr. Seuss? Green Eggs and Hamel. And everyone goes, this guy.
He's back. Is that that one guy that was free? Is that Free Range? Is that the guy that said Free Range last week? Is he here?
So we're getting some good stuff. 574 says Jay Walker.
Hey,
I'm not sure who that's for.
Well, Hayward, Walker, on base percentage.
Jay Walker.
Jay Walker. You know, I saw a stat the other day. This is crazy. It's hard to do. Hayward's on base percentage is higher than his slugging percentage.
Wow.
Yeah. It's almost impossible to do, actually.
779 says, come on, this is fixed. All you're doing is hoping someone, all you're doing is suckering us in. Bye.
Huh.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you mean fixed? Esmeralda can. There's no fix.
I don't care. So I go by my feeling.
Well, we got you. You got us.
We got us.
No one's paying me.
That's ridiculous. The fix. I'd be up for listening to that debate. That's a good one for the new segment. Debatable. We're gonna do that on.
I gotta say something. I mean, I know you're quarterbacking this whole thing, but. I'm dying to know what Martyr's got, if he's got anything in the hopper.
I think he's working on it.
Is he working on it? He's going right now?
He's working on it. I know he'll have something good.
Okay.
Yeah, we got the Greenville Grinder.
Okay.
That's for Hamill. TKO for Hayward. TKO. I like that.
I don't know what that...
How about Black Forest for Jason Hamill? There's a lot of ham.
There's a big play on ham. John Ham.
Not a Hamill fan, says Dumpster Fire.
Ham Hawk.
Ham Hawk. This is a good one for Hamill. There's a lot of... When you get to the point where you're not doing the All-Stars, you start to get people who, because the Cubs are on a losing streak, you get some negative ones. This is one of my favorites. Jason Hamill's Santa Claus. Because he gives away victories? Come on. Ridiculous. That's a good one. Double deuce for number 22. Is that Hayward, 22?
Hayward's 22, yeah. Hamill's 39.
Ooh, that's a good one. The right field rifle.
Ooh. Okay. We don't have anything right field-wise or outfield-wise.
Right, the right stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hold on. He also I'm surprised you guys haven't referenced this at all, but he also wears the helmet that covers his face because he got popped in the head when he was playing on the Cardinals, right?
It's true.
So now he wears that protective thing that Javi Baez wears.
So like it's almost like a mask,
like RoboCop,
right?
Something like that, you know? Yeah, something of that.
Let's see.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's take a break because I think we're at the point. 312, Hayward the Musical.
Was that like Hamilton?
I think so. You do better with Hamill.
Yeah.
Hamill the Musical. Ooh, 602 with a, this one might be good. I think that Esmeralda's going to like this one. 602 comes in with the Hamburglar.
Okay.
Because he steals hamburgers from the opposing teams. I don't know if that's a thing.
No.
I like that one a lot, though. Like, Jason Hamill's thing was Hamburglar. That's pretty good. But, like, what is he? But you got to come up with this saying. Like, he's stealing hamburgers, stealing the hopes and dreams of the other team. He's stealing. What could he?
I would really love if that was a story. That, like, he's sneaking into the opposing teams and stealing all their hamburgers.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah, like what if he's got a little thievery to him? I don't know. We can make this up. We can make this part of
this. He's like a klepto, like in the locker room type thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hey, who stole my boombox?
Yeah.
Like an old.
Why do you think Hamill's been on so many teams the last 6 years? Guy's always stealing stuff.
Guys, anyone see my wristband?
Yeah.
I used to have a gray wristband. All right. Let's take a break. We will continue and wrap it up and get the top two nicknames for Jason Hamill and Jason Hayward after the break. Stay with us. All this history calls to me. My God, it's been so long. We need a new attitude. Something to right the wrongs. Ever since the curse, we thought it couldn't get worse, but still the Cubbies rock. The Cubbies rock. Cubbies rock, Cubbies rock, Cubbies rock, Cubbies rock. Nothing like a Drew Carey parody song to get you moving at 10:45 at night. It's a download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with Pete Zimmerman and Matt Klein and Esmeralda Leon and Rob Martier. We're playing Picnic tonight. This, of course, the weekly segment where we give legitimate, authentic, crowdsourced nicknames to the 2016 Chicago Cubs. We've already done, I think, probably 12 guys. Do you have the list? They're all starting to go together. But do you keep a list? Should we go over it real quick?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Dexter Fowler.
Right. Free range.
Free range. Kyle Hendricks, the calculator. Javi Baez, babyface.
Right.
Hector Rondon, Hectoro. Tommy La Stella, Tommy Gunn. Pedro Strop, White Castle. Addison Russell, Smooth Criminal. Ben Zobrist, Zorro. Chris Bryant, Roy.
I love that one. Roy Hobbs.
Russ Grimm, the Grim Reaper, Phantom Menace, or whatever.
No, it's the Grim Reaper. It's harvest time.
It's harvest time. And Albert Elmora, Whopper Jr.
Right.
And Wilson, Sweet Peppers, Contreras.
All right. Let's go quickly through the ones that just came in the break. How about J.K. Balling, like J.K. Rowling? That's a tough one. This person's saying Hayward wore the mask when he was with the Braves, too. Long nickname. McHamill with cheese. All right. Skywalker for Jason Hamill. I get that because of the Hamill.
What do you like? Somebody that herds sheep is a shepherd, right?
Yeah.
What is like somebody that just tends to? I guess that would be a farmer. Like somebody that oversees a field. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what you're. Oh yeah, like for right field.
Yeah.
Like the.
There's a name for that. I can't think of it.
An outfielder.
An outfielder. Okay. Yeah. Right. Thank you.
And then Hayward the Traitor came in. I'm sure that's a St. Louis Cardinal fan.
Yeah, you think?
All right. 630 says Sheepdog. That's what you're looking for.
Sheepdog.
Sheepdog. I don't know if you really want to call. Jason Hayward. Hey, come on, Sheepdog.
Let's go, Sheepdog.
Why do you call him Sheepdog? Oh, because he tends to his flock, which is the outfield. This guy's got to go. Martir, you got any thoughts as we wrap it up here?
How about for Jason Hayward? The Wrecking Ball.
Ooh, that's good.
Because when he played in the minors, he hit a batting practice home run that reportedly went into the parking lot, damaging a Coca-Cola truck.
Love it.
That's pretty good, man.
Huh?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
The Wrecking Ball.
I'm telling you.
God, he does his homework, man.
He does, right? All right, let's go to the these are the ones I'm going to throw the semifinalists at Klein and Zimmerman. And then we're going to give the final three to Esmeralda. Are you ready? All right, so here's what we got for Jason Hayward. We've got this for you, Klein, okay? Carry On My Hayward Son.
Okay.
Classic. We've got Pentagon, Rumsfeld, Forcefield, The Haymaker, Shaft, and The Wrecking Ball.
All right. The Forcefield I love. I'm not going to go with it, though. Mm-hmm. And I think Carry On My Hayward's Son needs to be played for maybe not walk up music, but
it's more like a leather song.
But I'm going to go with Rumsfeld. I know it's not going to win, but I just love Rumsfeld for the Secretary of Defense.
All right. And also the Secretary of Defense, right? All right, Pete, what do you like? I got Carry On My Hayward's Son, Pentagon, Rumsfeld, Forcefield, Haymaker, and everything else.
I like Pentagon.
Okay.
That's a good one.
All right. I'll take those into consideration. on Hamill's side, I got the Hamster, Ham Jam, the Craftsman, Green Eggs or Dr. Seuss, or Stretch.
What about Black Forest?
What do you like, Pete?
Well, I'm going to go with mine, the Craftsman.
You like the Craftsman. Okay. How about you, Klein?
Yeah, actually, I kind of like that one too. I didn't even know that was that an option.
Yeah, Pete threw it out because he liked it that he had five pitches and that he was
hammer, craftsman.
Yeah.
Tools.
Yeah. We could have expanded on that one a little more maybe, but yeah, craftsman I like. What was the very first one you said for Hamill?
The hamster.
Oh, no.
There's the hamster, ham jam.
No walker,
right? That was a good one.
Okay.
Stretch.
Actually, I'm going to go no walker just to kind of contradict.
No walker. Come on, no walker.
No walker.
All right, Esmeralda, are you ready?
Yes.
The winner tonight, the person who chose the Jason Hayward and the Jason Hamill nicknames is going to get a pair of tickets to the 9th annual Chicago Blackhawks convention at the Hilton Chicago Hotel on July 15th through the 17th. We got two pairs, so we're giving one to each. For Jason Hayward, why don't we start there? We've got Pentagon, Rumsfeld, Forcefield, or the Haymaker. So it's Pentagon, Rumsfeld, Forcefield, or the Haymaker. Show your math.
I kind of like the Haymaker.
Yeah.
I like Pentagon. I don't. Or Rumsfeld. I just don't.
Come on.
Sorry.
No, but you're right. Those are.
They
those
do
are,
Haymaker.
So you like Haymaker. I like
what's
Haymaker.
What's the deal behind that one? Was it?
Well, his name is Hayward, so
that was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I think Haymaker, isn't that a drink? What's Haymaker? What is Haymaker? Someone who makes money?
Is it a machine?
Is it a machine? All those things Jason Hayward.
Oh, that's a baler.
He bales, yeah. He makes hay. He makes cash. He makes bank.
I like the Haymaker.
All right, the Haymaker. I like that one, too. It's no nonsense. Because if you call him Rumsfeld... I love Rumsfeld. I think Rumsfeld's funny. Maybe you can come up with that as like a secondary win.
Or Chuck Hagel.
General Petraeus.
Robert Gates.
Come on, Robert Gates.
Come on, Caspar Weinberger. Let's go, Jimmy Schlesinger.
Oh, you're making me snort.
Hey,
not good. Live snort. All right. All right, let's do Jason Hamill. Okay, Esmeralda, do we like Ham Jam, The Craftsman, Stretch, or Green Eggs? And I'll throw in The Craftsman for Pete Zimmerman.
What was the first one?
Ham Jam, because he likes Pearl Jam. Now, I can give you this backstory on these. The Ham Jam, because he likes Pearl Jam. Green Eggs, because it's Hamill. So I actually love Green Eggs and Hamill.
Right.
What about Pearl Ham?
Stretch, I think that was Martyr, but that also showed up because he's tall. And then the Craftsman, because he's a, what was it again? Because Ham?
I don't know.
Because he's tall, he's got a lot of pitches.
Tall Rudd.
I'm liking the Ham Jam.
Ham Jam.
I like the rhyming ones. Ham Jam.
Pete showing. He just did a nod. No, he didn't like that one. Are you pulling a trump card over there?
No, I don't. I have no trump card. I have no trump card.
Why don't you like Ham Jam?
I don't like Roy either. But I'm sitting here pouting.
Well, you like the Craftsman,
but I still show up every day.
I like Ham Jam too. I'm with Esmeralda. Ham Jam.
So what we got was the second one.
The what do you mean?
It's Ham Jam, and then what was the other one?
Stretch, Green Eggs, the Craftsman.
Yeah. Ham Jam.
Ham Jam.
Oh man.
Right. Ham Jam.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ham Jam.
For Jason Hamill, we add Jason. He's gonna love it. Hey, Ham Jam. And then they go, why Ham Jam? He goes, because he likes Pearl Jam. Yeah. And he goes, you're awesome, man.
Yeah.
And the same with the Haymaker. And they're like, I don't even have to ask a question. I get it.
I saw him at Rosemont Horizon like back in 97.
What about Pearl Ham? Did we kind of mention
I
that?
I said
yeah.
Pearl Ham. Yeah, I think it might be a little
better than
well,
Ham Jam.
Pearl Ham makes me think that the ham, like a piece of ham has something wrong with it.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But Ham Jam.
Ham Jam. Ham Jam. And 606 just let us know that Haymaker is a swing you take at somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, right. So that's good. With
right,
Hayward.
A swing.
So, and the good news, you guys, is that in the face of somebody trying to call us out to say that this was fixed, both of these nicknames were chosen by listeners.
Mm.
The Haymaker, and Ham Jam.
Truly crowdsourced.
Crowdsourced tonight on The Download. Thanks for playing Picnic tonight. We'll be back next Wednesday night with another set. That'll be the All-Star break, too. So maybe we'll have to do an All-Star. Right?
We could do that, yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't want to give away the big dogs because we've already done Russell. We've done Bryant. We've done Zobrist. So we still have Lester, Arrieta.
We also have managers in front office managers. Types, too.
We still got.
I think Theo Epstein is a gold mine.
Still got to figure out Jed Hoyer.
Yeah, exactly. Jason McLeod. You kidding me? It writes itself.
Matt Klein, thanks for being here, my friend.
You got it, buddy.
All right, until next week.